One bill exempts the records of agencies investigating violations of the Florida RICO Act, the state's racketeering law to fight organized crime. The records are no longer exempt once the investigation is complete. There is also a public records exemption related to the settlement of a claim on behalf of a minor. The new law, which just took effect, was sponsored by Naples Republican Representative Kathleen Pasadomo, as well as Miami Democratic Representative Jose Javier Rodriguez.
This deals with minor wards who are entering into a settlement agreement with respect to their claims. An adult can confidentially settle a lawsuit without court approval. That's not true for minors. The problem that presents is when you have guardian ad litem reports or the, court documents referencing the terms of a settlement. You don't want those to be public record.
And Florida First Amendment Foundation President Barbara Peterson, a critic of the current public records exemption process, says those two bills the governor signed into law weren't bad.
Those were both limited and, in my opinion, justified exemptions.
But she thinks the third measure, the military public records exemption Scott signed into law, is unnecessary.
I'm very concerned. This is an exemption for the home addresses of current and former U.S. military personnel, reservists, and National Guard who served after 9/11.
In addition to home addresses, the exemption would also cover phone numbers, date of birth, and employment of not just the military members, but their spouses and kids as well. The measure, which just became law, was authored by Fort Walton Beach Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, who says he filed it to deter terrorist groups from obtaining military members' personal information.
ISIS published a list of U.S. servicemen and women. There were Floridians on that list, and they asked their sympathizers in America to go and kill those brave soldiers and airmen in their own neighborhoods here in this country. And the reason that they were able to access that information is that oftentimes we allow information through public records to be very easily accessible by people without having to state their reason for requesting the information.
I understand the knee-jerk reaction. I guess what I'm saying. I understand the military, these people put their lives on the line for us on a daily basis. They serve us in ways that need recognition and support. But I don't think that, a warrant officer who served in Kansas and has retired to Florida is going to be targeted by terrorists any more than you or I might be targeted by terrorists.
That's Peterson saying while she understands Gaetz's reasoning, she doesn't believe this was thought through.
Say I want to, have my home address exempt. I served after 9/11 in the Marines. What kind of proof do I have to give the custodial agency that, in fact, I served and that my home address should be protected? Any documentation I provide, like a military service record, like a DD-214, will now be a public record subject to disclosure. That's a problem.
She adds there's also the issue of who's covered under this bill.
And then the other problem is that the bill, now law, is under-inclusive in that it protects only those who served after 9/11. What about those people who served in the first Gulf War, Operation Desert Storm? Why are they not protected? So it kind of doesn't make sense to me.
Peterson says because Florida has a high number of current and retired military members, there's going to be a huge burden on state and local governments, which the bill's own staff analysis suggests could occur.
And it's going to cause a huge burden, not just for those of us who are seeking access. It's also going to be a huge burden for the records custodians. I mean, think about Tampa, Jacksonville, the panhandle, where there are a large number of current and former military personnel. How are they going to keep track of whose home address is exempt and whose isn't? So the utilities office, the supervisor of elections, the property appraisers, how are they going to keep track?
Still, calling it a military-friendly bill, Gaetz sees the new law as quite an achievement.
Well, I'm so pleased that now the servicemen and women who return home to the state of Florida will be able to take action to preserve the privacy of their personal information and the personal information of their family members and spouses and children.
Gates says he's also proud of a, quote, military-friendly measure Scott also signed into law that makes it easier for active and retired military members to renew their driver's licenses by just showing their military ID. It takes effect July 1st. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.